Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey.
Hey, Luth. How was your vacation?
Oh, good. Good. Really? Really good.
Well, you got to see the Rockies. How was that?
Oh, yeah, the Rockies are big, really. Listen, Hayden, I need to talk to you about something serious, and I need you, as my best friend, to be understanding and supportive.
Yeah, sure, Luth. What is it?
I didn't go to Colorado on a vacation. I went there to see a doctor.
What?
I haven't been feeling right for a long, long time now. Lately, it's just been getting worse. So I went to Colorado to see a specialist.
God, Luther, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be all right. It's just going to take some time, that's all.
What's the matter?
Hayden, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. I fought it, but I'm just tired of fighting it. I'm ready to be a lady.
Is this your idea, some sick joke?
Hardly. This is my life. Within a year, I'll physically be a woman. Maybe sooner. Doc says I already got a pretty good start on the breast.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But you said you wouldn't understand. Nobody's going to understand, are they?
Oh, come on. Don't cry, Luther.
Lucy. Hold me.
I don't know what's the matter with him. Poor little guy. I don't know whether he's teething or it's his ears. Whatever it is, I think we're in for a miserable night.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Oh, he's fine.
Fine. He's been crying for two solid days. How can he be fine?
Well, Mr. Fox, babies do cry.
Look, doctor, we haven't slept in 48 hours. We walked him, we burped him, we changed diapers and weren't wet just so we could feel like we were doing something. So when I have a doctor coming over here in the middle of the night and it's costing me a small fortune, I don't want to hear fine. I want to hear a diagnosis with a lot of Latin words in it I don't understand and a prescription that I can't read that's going to get us out of this living hell.
Well, I know this can be very stressful to a new parent.
No, I'm not hearing any Latin.
Well, he's colicky. It's from the Latin colicus.
Tim has colic?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it means he cries a lot.
You're really not going to charge us for this visit, are you?
Why is he colicky, and what can we do about it?
Well, not a lot. I mean, some doctors will tell you this is a baby's way of exercising their lungs. Others will tell you it's excess gas.
What's your theory?
Well, I didn't want to worry you unnecessarily, but it's possible that some babies are colicky because they're picking up on a new mother's tension or anxiety or inexperience.
Oh, boy.
No, actually, that's helpful. I mean, that makes sense to me. You know, now when... Whenever Tim cries, I'll know it's just because I'm a terrible mother.
You had to go there, didn't you? Oh, come on, Christine, don't cry. You're a wonderful mom.
Look, the important thing for both of you to remember is that colic is not dangerous. Babies do get over it. They turn out just fine.
Sure, unless they have a tense, inexperienced mother. Then they're doomed.
Oh, listen, Christine.
What's
the matter? You're feeling feverish. Let me take your temperature.
Hey, Christine, maybe you're sick. Well, that would explain why you're tense and anxious. Wouldn't you rather be sick than incompetent?
Christine? Hey, I have a feeling you've let yourself get run down. You need to get some rest. Now, Mr. Fox, do you have anyone who can help you if she's down for a few days?
A few days?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't have any family living nearby, and I mean, Christine's not really comfortable having a stranger watch Tim, but, hey, you know, I can watch him for a couple of days.
You have to coach. It's the first game of the season.
The game's not till Sunday, honey. Hey, I got a couple of days.
Play Dallas Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hey, we're going to be ready, okay? Besides, I got 9 other coaches to pick up the slack, and my family comes first.
That's a great attitude.
Well, that's a new one for me. I'm getting used to it.
Christine? Oh, yikes.
Yikes?
From the Latin, yikes. I mean, she has a temperature of 102.
Oh, see, my temperature always runs a little high. I think it's the heat in Florida. Really, you know, I'm fine.
You're sick. Now, you're not going to be any good to this baby if you don't take care of yourself. You need to get some rest. Mr. Fox, I want you to see that she's off her feet from 24 to 48 hours. Make sure she drinks plenty of liquids and call me if the fever gets any higher.
Yeah, okay.
Get well.
Oh, you know, I had a cup of coffee before you came. Maybe it's just my mouth that's hot.
Christine, you're going to be taking care of that child for at least another 18 years. Pace yourself. Take care.
I will.
Oh, Hayden, this is crazy. I mean, how are you going to take care of Tim and me and this house and get ready for a game on Sunday?
Christine, honey, I can handle this. Come on, you know me. I work best under pressure. Besides, I've coached a lot of football games with very little sleep. And I love taking care of Tim. And as for the house, we have somebody that does that, don't we?
Yes, me.
Where's Martine?
He left.
When?
Last May.
Where was I?
Where you usually are, sweetheart. In Haydenland, with the door closed. Oh. Hayden, are you sure you're going to be up to this?
Well, you don't think I can handle it? Come on. So I'll be a mom and dad for a few days. Honey, it's no big deal.
It is a big deal, Hayden. Taking care of Timothy is a full-time job. And you haven't slept for 48 hours either.
Christine, I am trained for this. In football, we have a thing called the second wind. When you hit the wall, you keep your feet moving until you crash right through it. Now, I did not get to be the man I am today without crashing headfirst into a lot of walls.
I will go lie down, but you call me if this wall gets too thick.
There is no wall thicker than this. Hey, oh, come on. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Jesus! Keep your voices down. He's almost asleep.
How long are you going to mean keep us standing out in that humidity? I'm sweating like a pig.
Well, if you didn't eat like a pig, maybe you wouldn't sweat like one. Just rocking back and forth. Huh?
That's too fast.
Slower, like this. There. That's it. Keep rocking them like that.
How long do I have to do this?
As long as it keeps them from crying.
How's Christine?
Well, she's sleeping, but I set up the baby monitor in the bedroom so I can check on her from here.
That's your wife?
Hey, she's got a sinus infection, okay?
No problem.
Okay, you guys. Now, I've been thinking about Sunday's game, and I've been, I've been thinking we should put in some short yardage plays. Did any of you guys bring a chalkboard? Huh, I didn't think so. Well, it's a good thing one of us is thinking. And we're going to have to improvise a little bit. This is little Timmy's magnetic animal board. Okay? It's going to take a little getting used to, but all you got to do is we are the mammals, and Dallas is the reptiles.
Oh. Coach, Now what about the platypus? That's an egg-laying mammal. That could get confusing.
Do you see a platypus up here, Dauber?
No.
Well, then don't worry about it, okay?
Well, but what if one comes in from the sidelines?
He won't. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is simple. The elephant is a quarterback, the zebra is a halfback, the walrus is a tight end, and the giraffes are the wide receivers.
Oh, somebody get that.
Oh, come through. Coach Fox resident. Really? Hey, Coach, I think you should take this.
Who is it?
Hey, some lady says she can save you 20% on your long distance rates. He's a little busy right now, but I think he's definitely interested.
Can I have your guys just full attention for a minute? Okay? Now, this is how we lined up on 3rd-and-3 situations last year with our giraffes spread out wide, okay? I think part of the problem...
Doris.
Yeah? Well, part of the problem was Doris.
Doris, she's here.
Hello, everybody. Where's our sick little Christine?
Christine is sleeping, and so is Timothy.
Oh, that's good, because I brought her some of my famous chicken soup.
Oh, thanks, Doris.
You made chicken soup?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I sent my plane to New York to pick up a couple of quarts at the 2nd Avenue Deli. So I'm famous for doing that.
Christine, you're up.
Hello. Gosh, Hayden, you didn't tell me we had company.
Well, we're having a coaches meeting, sweetheart, and Doris brought some chicken soup. How you feeling?
Like I should have put on a better robe.
You look fine. In fact, you're actually looking a little better.
She said I hated seeing her before.
I'm going to go back to bed, and Doris, thank you for the soup, and it was very nice seeing all of you. Hopefully, I'm hallucinating.
So many interruptions. I don't understand how people work at home. I don't understand how people work. Bye-bye, all.
Now, I want everybody to concentrate. Luther, listen to this. I know it's controversial, but I've been thinking about putting in a quarterback option for short yardage plays in Sunday's game. Now, is Mason better going to his left or to his right?
Who's right, but he's not that fast.
Let's see. It's not going to make any difference because Damani's going to be right behind him. And if Mason pitches, then he becomes a blocker.
Wait a minute. Which one is Damani?
Damani's a zebra.
I thought he was walrus.
Fuller is the walrus.
You told me they said Mason was the walrus.
Mason is the elephant.
Yeah, but if he's the elephant...
Shut up! I will make this simple for you, Luther. The elephant goes wide, the zebra is right behind him, and if the walrus is open up in the middle, he can pass it to him.
Who could pass it to him?
The elephant! What are you laughing at?
Like a walrus could catch it.
Wait a minute, you said the doctor...
You gotta keep rocking.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
That's not working, Amos. We can't work like this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we can. I was prepared for this. Dobra, would you turn on the stereo? Come on, Tim. Come on, Sam.
That a boy.
That a boy. Yeah, it's something I figured out at 4 a.m. this morning. As long as I keep dancing to In Gotta Da Vida, he stops crying. Okay, now let's get back to work. Okay, see? Now Mason can pitch it to Damani, or he can throw it across the middle to Quinn, who may be wide open. See, this is working perfect.
In Gotta Da Vida. In Gotta Da Vida.
Hayden.
Hi, Christine. How are you feeling?
Oh, much better. How are you feeling?
I'm about this close to figuring out what In Gotta Da Vida means.
Hayden, it's almost midnight. Let me take him.
Oh, no, honey, I'm fine. I'm in the zone. I'm on top of my game. I'm ready to roll.
Have you gotten any sleep at all?
Well, my left arm fell asleep for a couple hours. That's all the rest I need.
Hayden, give me the baby. You are exhausted, and you're playing Dallas tomorrow. Oh. Well, today, if you don't get some sleep.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, you are going to be just a wreck.
Oh, jeez, we'll see now. Oh, well, he's crying again. Oh, man, it's going to take a whole side of an album to get him back to sleep.
No, baby, you have not slept for 3 days. I am taking over, and you are going to a hotel.
Well, okay, maybe you're right. Go to a hotel, get a little cat nap.
But first, I'm going to vacuum.
Hayden, just go. Hayden, is Inagata Davida the only song he likes?
That and the theme from Shaft. Good luck.
Welcome to the Parkview, Coach Fox. This is one of our lovely junior suites. Would you like me to hang this up for you?
No.
Alrighty. The TV remote is located here by the bed, and there is a selection of adult films available for a small fee. Remember, they will show up on your bill.
Yeah, would you just please leave?
I'd love to, because I'd hate to have to tell you about our fully stocked gift shop with its wide variety of local and national newspapers. The Albuquerque Journal, the Boston Globe, the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. A gratuity is optional, but always appreciated. Good night. View, Coach Fox. This is another one of our lovely... You're a quick study. I can personally guarantee you there are no babies on either side of you. Good night.
Okay.
Oh, baby!
Welcome again to the Parkview, Coach Fox. This is another one of... And good luck against Dallas tomorrow... Today.
I'm not listening because you don't have anything to say.
All right, jeez.
What's the point of saying anything to an old deaf drunk?
God,
I'm not deaf.
God.
I have 4 tiny bottles from the minibar.
Fill them with water and put them back.
Oh, shut up!
Why you tell her to shut up?
I didn't say anything. Freaking the whole hotel.
Hello, hotel. I've been married to this beauty for 50 years tonight. Welcome to my personal hell.
I'm not speaking to you.
Well, good, I'm not speaking to you.
Thank God.
Excuse me for having to go to the bathroom, Gomer. That's what happens when you have 2 pints of coffee at halftime.
What do you want to do, Coach?
We gotta go for the field goal.
No way. Oh, let's call a timeout.
No. We're out of timeouts.
Okay.
What?
Hey, why don't we go for that zebra play? You know where the donkey goes long?
Coach, I think you're a little spacey.
You're right. Hey, you like the walrus up the middle, Gomer.
Or what about a short sideline pass?
John's right. Go for the first down. That'll stop the clock. That'll give us time to see if we're close enough for the field goal.
No, we're close enough now. We can't risk it. I say we go for it.
Hold on. Let's call a timeout.
We can't call a timeout. We're out of timeouts.
Gomer, don't yell at me.
Hey, I say we send everyone to the end zone and go for a Hail Mary
pass. No, it's a desperation play. We gotta go for the field goal.
I say the short sideline pass.
Hold on. I am the head coach here, and I am making the decisions. Timeout.
Oh, no.
We're out of timeouts, Coach. Delay of game, 5-yard penalty, still 4th down.
Why the hell didn't somebody tell me we were out of timeouts?
Coach, what do you want to do now?
Do I try to go to the bathroom?
No, you've got to call a play, Hayden.
Can Blanchard kick a 53-yard field goal?
No way!
No, if he gets it up into the wind, he's got a shot.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Yes, kick it!
At least you made a decision. A bad one, but it's a decision.
Well, Blanchard's got a stronger leg than you think he does.
It ain't a 53-yard strong leg. I think his man's got a 35-yard leg tops.
Good snap.
Blanchard can kick. Without your penalty, Hayden, he'd have made that easy.
Coach, you crying?
I'm not crying, Dauber. I'm colicky.